Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles. It's your host, Andrew Collin, joined by my lovely co-host,
Brenna LaRock. Here I am.
She is here.
Here you are. We're here. Another week. Every week, I'm so proud of us.
That we're just alive or that we're doing the pod.
Consistent.
Yeah. It's challenging and it's not. Sometimes I think if it was like every day, it'd be easier because we wouldn't even think about it, that we have to do it, you know? But we love doing it and we love our listeners. That sounded bad.
We do. We do love doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got mad at me like 2 minutes ago because I said you look like you're going to hot church.
Yeah, I put a dress on and did my hair and makeup, which I hardly ever do. And Andrew's like, oh, okay. You look like you're going to church. And then I looked at him and he knew that's not the compliment I wanted. And then he goes, hot church, which like.
You can't just add hot to
things. Why can't you just compliment me without it being a joke?
Yeah. Yeah, like hot librarian.
No, like you really struggle with it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like I struggle with coming off cheesy, but then I come off even cheesier, I guess. I don't know.
Why are you so worried about being cheesy with me?
I don't know. Compliments are weird. Maybe because I take them bad. If I was like, oh, you look... I tell you you look beautiful all the time. It's like not even like a thing.
I saw a comment when I was complaining about my haircut that was like, why can't Andrew just tell Brenna her hair looks good? And I was like, it's so true. I feel like sometimes I complain because I just want you to say something nice to me to reaffirm. Just like.
I know, but I think it's.
But like, it feels like you withhold.
Oh, that's. That makes me come off like a serial killer.
No, I don't think.
Yes, it does. It makes it seem like I'm like, your hair looks.
No,
don't make her feel good. Don't do it.
No, it's not that. I just don't think that, like, some people's love languages, they come easy to them. But maybe, you know, words of affirmation isn't something that you're very, like, skilled in when it comes to love languages. So you have to be aware of it and, like, be better about it. Make a point. Because right. I've asked you over and over again that's like something I want to receive as a love language.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll try to be better about saying your hair looks good. I think
no,
what it is is you're
mean
so,
it, though. You have
but you're
to
so
mean
negative
it.
Towards yourself.
No, maybe I'd be more positive if I thought you.
It shouldn't have to do with me, though.
You know
what
it
is?
I'm not negative towards myself.
Yes, you are.
I have one good week a month when I'm ovulating, and that's enough. That's all I'm allowed to have.
No, dude, you do a lot of negative talk. Maybe I should do positive, but then I think then it's like sometimes I'll say it and then it'll be like, oh, now you're just saying it.
Yeah,
you're just saying it
because
now.
Because you do it for like
so
a few days
win.
After I tell you I need it and then you forget. So, yeah.
All right. Well, sorry. This came out hot church. You think guys go to church to get laid a lot? I think they do. I think back in the day, at least.
Yeah, back in the day, for sure. But now guys just scroll on their couch.
Yeah, you don't have to go to church.
You don't even have to be a man of God.
Yeah.
A godly man. Nobody wants a godly man anymore, except for the godly women.
Except for the Ring by Spring girls.
Who is that?
Yeah, who is that?
You don't know Ring by Spring? No. It means people get a ring, an engagement ring, before they graduate college.
Ring by Spring.
It's like BYU, Liberty University, all these people who can't have sex before marriage.
It's really weird to be engaged in college.
It's also weird to get married just so you can fuck and pretend that that's not why you're doing it. Like, if you could just get laid, it would... Like, the idea of what sex is to these people is so amazing and like, incredible that you're like, I have to get with this person for the rest of my life and prove to my whole family that they're my only other just so he'll go down on me.
I know, you know, somebody like, who their grandma got remarried after their grandpa died. And the only reason that she got remarried is so that she could have sex like with her boyfriend. She's in her 80s and she got remarried. Has like a whole fucking estate and married this guy who like works at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And it's like, obviously I have to make it official. He's marrying you for different reasons because he's living in his daughter's guest house, but she just wanted to have sex and they got married. Wild.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. You're 80. You've already lived your life. Now, like, you don't need to get married again to have sex.
Like, no, he's going to work for it. It's like, he'll be dead tomorrow. He's already, like, he's in a wheelchair. He's like, well, he ain't also getting this ass.
Yeah, getting married more than once, like, it's exhausting. Why are you doing that again?
Yeah, most old people later in life, they all get, they just drink beer and get STDs. Like, in the villages in Florida.
Yeah, the home, the retirement homes.
Yeah, yeah, the idea of, like, someone being like, no, I'm going to stay true. After getting laid so much. Yeah, it's a crazy thought. Yeah, back in the day, you had to go somewhere. You had to be part of a community.
Yeah.
You had to, like, meet the parents beforehand. Like, everything. I don't know. I do think part of society, we're missing that. And we need that in society because everyone is just on the internet. And they're all doing their own little thing, their own creepy thing. No one questions them. You could hide in your little room and be as creepy as you want. You can't be creepy in a church.
You know what I mean? God's watching you.
God, well, yeah, God and your uncle
and your congregation.
And congregation and your priest and your rabbi. Yeah, everyone's watching. Yeah. I don't know. You used to go to church a lot.
Yeah, I grew up like Christian Lutheran and went to church every Sunday. I was baptized. I went through communion classes. I went on mission trips. I was a woman of God.
Until you met a Jewish man, an old Jewish man on the internet. Yeah, I couldn't have met you at church. I would have burned.
Are you the creep you were talking about?
I think so.
No, I think I just realized, like, I didn't believe any of it and was just being taught to believe it. And I didn't actually, like, I always felt when I went on these mission trips and people were crying, like, during whatever the praising. And I was just
the
like
praising.
And
the
I
prayer,
felt
yeah.
I was like faking. I was faking the whole time. Some people say they can feel the Spirit of God come through them, and maybe that they're just in a very like meditative state. But I felt like I was pretending the whole time. I didn't actually even care. I don't care about religion.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are pretending. And I mean, we are all pretending in a way. Like, no one knows for sure or for certain. Like, it's just faith, which can be strong. And sometimes I'm jealous that I don't have it. Like, whenever I see someone go, you know, times are tough. I'm getting decline for my apartment. No job is calling me back. People are dying around me, but the Lord, it's his way. And this is what he wants. And the bigger picture will all work out in the end. I can't ever get there. I just go, I can't believe I don't have a fucking job. I can't believe it's all gonna fall apart. Nothing's gonna be good. Like, what? And like, I can't give it up to anyone. It's all on me. I'm the failure, you know? And I get jealous when I hear people are able to do that. And then it like relieves so much from you because it's really not in your control at this point.
Yeah. And people pray with you. And like, also if you're in hard financial times, because you tithe at churches, sometimes your church will help you. Or there's like food pantries. But whenever I need extra good juju juice, I call my mom because she's a Christian and I ask her to pray for me, and that's it. I don't even pray to God. Yeah. I'm just like, hey, mom, can you call in?
Yeah, make parents, a call for me. My parents never prayed.
Really?
Never once. Mm. Never once were we like, I mean, we went to synagogue like a couple times, you know, so we could do a real estate deal or whatever. No, but
do you know the Adams, the song? Remember, you've actually sung the song. My family is really big on prayer, and every time before we eat a dinner together during the holidays, we'll sometimes we'll just say a normal prayer, but we'll sing the, oh, the Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain and the apple seed. The Lord is good to me. Amen, 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 amen. I love that tune.
Time out. You thought I knew that song?
Well, you've heard it before.
In your mind, you thought I was singing that song with your family?
Yeah, you've definitely sung it with us.
No, I have not, dude. That is insane. The Lord and the shepherd and the shepherd and the Lord.
Oh my gosh. Wait, what was the song we were singing the other day?
Taking the night. Something about taking the night. We were getting ready to go out.
I'm 43 and I've got bad knees, but I'm ready to take on the night. So you just find a little rhyme of something super shitty that you're not really happy about in your life. And then you go, and I'm ready to take on the night.
I'm Brandon the Rock. My boyfriend's got a small cock, but and I'm ready to take on the night.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It really hit home. No, just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, you're ready to take on the night. Yeah, we were not ready to ever take on the night. We barely take on the day. Barely.
Yeah, dude, every day is a struggle for me to get up out of bed. I think I'm experiencing a little bit of depression in the last month, actually.
But you're ready to take on the night.
Yeah, I've been like doing a lot of self-isolation from my friends, and I think I'm mostly stressed about my career, and all I think about is how I want to be skinny, but I think I need to like starve myself, and like it's like a really, I've been like mentally having some struggles, but I'm okay because I still know how to, I'm better about coping with my depression than I used to be. I used to just be like, well, I'm sad. I guess I'm just going to be sad. And now I'm like, okay, I think I need to like go to a workout class and go for a walk and go hug somebody and then I'll feel a little bit better.
Who are you hugging?
Yeah, well, mostly Mango.
You're ready to take on the night.
Dude, sometimes all I need to do is smell Mango, like smell his cheeks.
Our cat.
And our cat. And then I'm like, okay, I can do anything. I gotta, you know, stay alive for this little guy.
Yeah, so much of my depression and sadness is like if I decide to just lay in bed, it doesn't like.
It doesn't help you, but that's all you want to do.
I know, you got to do things you don't want to do.
Yeah, you do.
And then within 5 minutes of doing that thing, you completely forget about the sad. Like, it's insane that it works every time, and we forget that it works every time. That's the weird part, is like, literally we like have amnesia about what makes us feel better. Because it doesn't make sense to do something you don't want to do. It just, logically, you're like, well, that'll just make me feel worse.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're feeling that way. I mean, no, it's hard. It's okay. You've been applying for jobs. You went to school. You got your, you know, your license. You're ready to take on a new job.
I'm ready to take on my life.
But like, you know, it's a big thing to like, you're chasing your passion.
Yeah, but it's just like a lot of rejection. Yeah. Now I know how you feel.
It sucks.
So much rejection.
Yeah. If you try anything outside the norm, mm-hmm. get ready for rejection. Because only the really best people can do it, or snakes can do it. But like,
or if you know the right people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think, you know, it having patience and staying with it. Like, you thought this one company was, you know, you've been, you also approach it all, you don't know anyone. So it's like you're doing it off this company called Indeed, which is essentially like a dating app for,
yeah, it's
for jobs. You're new. No one wants to hire a new person. They're like, we want just like 15 to 35 years of experience.
Some of these, it's crazy. Like, some spas, getting into the aesthetics industry and finding something that's like decent paying, they want you to have, there's this one skincare clinic, they're like, we'll pay you $19 starting out. You get commission and tips, but also you need to have 3 to 5 years of experience and a Rolodex of your own clients. And it's like, you're what are you talking about? Yeah. If I had a Rolodex of clients and 3 to 5 years of experience, I would open my own place.
Yeah, I wouldn't be writing to
like,
you on
that's
Indeed.
That's crazy. Yeah. You have to invest like time and training and money into, you should hire new estheticians that have a work history. Yeah, some sort of work history, but then you can mold them into the type of esthetician you want. And if you pay money like for them to get the trainings you want, they'll be your employee for life.
Yeah.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
That's the whole, like...
Also, you might get someone that's been doing it for 5 years who fucking hates it by now.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather have someone new, yeah, like a little soldier that you can just pay less?
Yes.
And you can freaking... Yeah. Yeah. You can brainwash, yeah, them.
Yeah.
Into saying like, no, $14 an hour is great.
Yeah. But I have a job interview.
Yeah. With a company that looks good online. Yeah.
It's something actually want. I don't think I talked about this. Did I talk about this last week on the podcast when I got ghosted by that lady?
Oh, no.
No. I had this job interview on the phone. It was a FaceTime interview. I get on the interview with her. She says, walk me through your resume. I haven't had a chance to look at it. My assistant just did it. Okay, cool. Whatever. Fine. You've had 2 days to look at it. Just look at it. You don't even need to like remember it. So I'm walking her through my work history like she asked. And before I even finished, I'm like reaching the end. She goes, well, I'm just going to stop you right there and tell you what I'm looking for. And I was like, oh, okay, for sure. Tells me what she's looking for. She's a very like go, 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 snap, snap, snap person. She seemed a little all over the place to me. She got like 3 phone calls while she was on another phone while we were FaceTiming. And she was clearly FaceTiming from a phone. Like, it was just really like, I got kind of weird vibes. Anyways, I said, you know, I'm a little desperate. She kind of presented me with it seemed like a good opportunity, so let me just go. I show up for our in-person interview, 10 a.m., drove 45 minutes. She asked me to bring a printed out version of my resume. First, she wanted me to email it to her, and she goes, no, actually bring a printed one. Okay, I'll go to a FedEx and print it. Printed it, drove 45 minutes. I show up. And at her place, and all of the lights are off. Nobody's there. 10 a.m. in the morning. I call or I wait 10 minutes. Nobody comes. I text her. 10 more minutes go by. Nothing. I walk back to my car. And then she texts me and said, I'll be there in 7 minutes. No sorry, no nothing. And I go, nope, I'm done. Like, that was already so many red flags. You don't say sorry. You don't call me. The first thing you do is text me, I'll be there soon. Screw you.
Yeah.
I'll fucking deliver Uber Eats. Like, I'm not, I'm willing to go for something, you know, lower than like the ideal situation, but I'm far enough into my career where I'm like, I'm done like not being, like being disrespected.
Yeah. If that's how something starts, I mean, it's, if that's the initial meeting, you know what you're dealing with. Also, we've seen her Instagram presence. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, she seemed chaotic. So it was a blessing in disguise, but that's just a little peek into what job hunting in LA has been like for me.
Yeah, lately. It feels like a catfish situation. Like, you don't know what you're getting into. If they reach out to you, it's never good. Mm-mm. Like, it doesn't matter if everything looks great. If they write you first and you're like, oh my God, they're taking initiative, that means everyone quit and that place is on fire.
Right, yeah.
That's what that means. And then you look at the comments and they're like, stay away from this place. The owner beats me with a leather belt.
Dude, Glassdoor is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it tells you everything you need to know.
So, yeah. So, if someone reaches out and it seems great, it's probably not. What you want to do is you want to get a job where you write them and then they offer you the job 7 months yeah. later. And when yeah. you forget and you've changed your life and they're like, oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, the best way to get a job, I think, and what has worked for me in the past is always knowing somebody. Honestly, the best jobs I've had is because I knew the right person. Dude. But other than that, walking into places and just meeting the people and being nice and talking to them. And there's that. So that's
that's
what I found.
If you go in person, it's way harder to get denied in person.
Yeah.
People aren't used to it. They're not used to you coming in the church.
It's like I saw this fact or whatever that's like, if somebody's about to kill you, start telling them really personal things about you so they feel more connected to you and it like humanizes you a little bit more. It's the same thing like going and meeting somebody in person. Like,
I don't know. Whenever you tell a long story, I want to murder you. But we're ready the night. We got a little snooze action. Which is our news, was pronounced snooze.
Dude, every time we start this segment, it's exactly the name of it, snooze. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's get right into it.
Get right into it. All right, Jason Kelce. The celebration of the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory is hard to summarize without mentioning Jason Kelce's famed luchador. How do you say that? Okay, without the wrestling mask. That was all over social media. Kelce was wearing the mask that belongs to Kansas City fan and eighth grader Elijah Smith. After borrowing the mask for a picture, Kelce forgot to return it. The family put out a message asking for the mask back, and Kelce tweeted in response that it was on the way back to Elijah, and your mask indeed brings great fortune. I owe you big time. Sorry it was commandeered. He stole an eighth grader's mask accidentally and wore it all night at the after party, and it's all over social media.
All right, there's a few things about this. I do know a lot about this story because I follow their podcast a little bit. Mm-hmm. Jason Kelce claimed that he found the mask on the ground, but he was hammered.
Yeah, I thought that's what I thought.
So he claimed that he found it on the ground and that it was dirty. So, but he might have been so drunk that he forgot that he beat up an eighth grader and took his mask and gave him a wedgie and put him in a locker.
Wow.
But now the eighth grader is trying to claim it back, and his family's like sitting next to him, like Jason Kelce like murdered his dog.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
And it's like, dude, you went to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. You could afford another mask. You're part of this story. Like, they just want to be part of the story. Kelce might throw him 10 G's. You know what I mean? Just for the PR alone. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, he doesn't need any more PR.
He'll have Taylor Swift send the money.
Yeah. No, not for. Yeah, yeah. But just because he's worried about, like, he's looking like he stole from an eighth grader and then made up a story. But he's probably just so fucked up. But yeah, I don't know. I think that the kid's just trying to get 5 seconds of
some
fame.
Clout.
Yeah, dude. He's gonna be cool as shit.
Yeah, that's so true. Now he's gonna wear, dude, but he's gonna like wear it to school.
Oh, you think? God, all the time
as
now?
As a parent, that'd be my worst nightmare, that you have a type of kid who wants to wear costumes to school.
Some girl's going to be like, look, I'll let you feel my boobs, but you got to put on the mask. Yeah. Also, there's no way Kelsey held on to that mask.
But I don't think, does Jason Kelsey, do you think he has an influence on eighth graders?
Yeah.
Like, do you think that eighth graders are like,
woo! Because Taylor's connected.
Okay, connected. No, you're right, you're right.
I do think that Kelsey doesn't have the mask anymore, and he's on Amazon looking up, like, the kid's going to get a version of the mask.
He's like, I took it to the dry cleaner.
Also, that mask probably smells like fucking beam and, like, ew. I don't know, just fucking
disgusting. Blood.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's... Yeah, I think the kid can just go buy one. But look, good for him. Get his 2 minutes of fame. But I don't care that Jason stole it from him. I think that's awesome. I'd love to steal from him. Huh? Yeah.
So great.
That kid's fine. But it'll be funny if the Chiefs lose next year and then that story comes up again. Like, because it was good luck. The kid wore it both years.
Right.
And they won both years.
Whoa. Oof. It's going to be the new mascot.
Oh, the Luchador is going to be the new mascot. But then I think then they go over the top. The kid can't, like, if they lose Jason Kelsey's, his whole career is fucked. No, it's not. He'll be fine.
Okay.
He's got millions
next
of dollars.
Next news.
Rachel Dolezal, infamous race faker and former NAACP chapter president Rachel Dolezal, who is, now goes by Nkechi Diallo, lost her job teaching at an Arizona elementary school after the district learned about her OnlyFans account. Unable to get a career, to get her career on track after her 2015 controversy, being outed as a white woman falsely posing as a black person, she turned to OnlyFans, where she advertises content such as 18-image explicit collection and a video of a self-pleasure to orgasm under the Xmas Christmas tree for $9.99 a month. The school board released her after finding this out because it didn't align with their staff ethics policy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Why did it take them so long to figure it out?
Wait, so was she faking her race and this at the while she was a teacher?
No,
that was before. That was in 2015.
Okay, so then she became a teacher, and then she started OnlyFans.
I do love that story, because if it's like a private school or something, they're like, look, we don't mind the racist stuff, but you can't show your pussy.
For real.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, what a weird storyline. Yeah. But I mean...
They're like, we loved you when you were racist.
Yeah.
You're pretending to... Yeah.
Yeah. Her reputation is already ruined, so...
Yeah.
Like...
What might as well lean in.
You might as exactly, and like obviously her salary is much better now than when she was a teacher.
Yeah, it's got to be a funny conversation. She's like, look, we don't want you to teach anymore. You're like, yeah, you're actually getting in the way of me showing my asshole anyways.
She didn't have any morals about her. It doesn't really seem like she has a lot of morals, so.
Yeah.
She'll be fine,
and I wonder how it
she
like.
She probably doesn't think very hard.
It's funny if the principal like figured it out. Because he was on OnlyFans, but he can't bring it up. He's like, I was doing research on all the teachers, and you came up somehow when I typed in white woman pretending to be black with dildo in her ass. Yeah.
That's not,
it just came up. Yeah.
But, you know, like, when you do OnlyFans, it comes back on a background report.
Oh, really?
Like, because you're getting paid like that. When you do background checks on people, their employment comes up. And so it's like an employment history thing because you're...
Yeah. It'd be great if it could be more exclusive somehow. If only she could...
For who?
Like, why the OnlyFans person.
You're saying it like, wait, how can
what
I...
What can she do? No, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I feel bad. I think there's way... So many people got on OnlyFans thinking it could be easy money. And then you don't make that much money and your reputation's
without fucked. Advertising yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
You really got to show it off, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If she's hiring, I think, if she's if wants to still be a teacher, I'm sure someone would hire. There's got to be someone out there.
Somewhere.
All right. What's next?
A Delta Airlines flight heading to Detroit was diverted back to Amsterdam on Tuesday after maggots tumbled down onto a female passenger from the overhead bins. When flight attendants came to help and open the overhead bins, maggots poured out of the plane. The the rotten fish wrapped in newspaper was discovered in someone's carry-on luggage stowed above her. To make up for the incident, the travelers were handed a $30 meal ticket, hotel accommodations if they needed to stay overnight, and 8,000 air miles. And I do not have an update on the fish trafficker.
Dude, what are you thinking? Fish?
Maggots first of all, pouring onto you?
How old's the fish? You know what I mean? Maggots don't just show up.
I wonder how long that person had been traveling.
Or how high he was early? In Amsterdam to bring a rotten fish on a plane.
Dude.
Oh my gosh.
That is fucking wild. I was on a bus one time and this lady was eating fish. It's like,
oh, what?
Just eating
fish. I'm telling you, people don't use, like, don't think.
Tuna fish on a
Some
plane.
Some people don't have internal snakes. Monologue.
Huh?
Yeah. People don't have internal. What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I wouldn't even dare to not wear deodorant while traveling, like, and showering. It's so crazy to me.
They're all in their own world.
But what's going through your head? Why would you choose that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God. I just people are so fucking stupid. I'm sorry. I can't.
Maybe
it's so gross.
The only benefit of doubt I'd give them is because there's maggots, it was just a fish that was in a bag and they just forgot about the fish.
There's no fish in Amsterdam that you can't get in
somewhere else
wherever they're flying. There's no such thing.
Did the person get arrested? You don't get arrested for that.
No. People said that he was the last person off the plane, or they didn't see him get off the plane.
I'm so like disgusted by people.
You'll definitely get interrogated, but yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's a crime legally. I guess you'll get fined for whatever the airline.
Honestly, I'd rather the person bring a gun than a fucking fish with maggots. Like, I honestly would rather you like just kill us, just blow the plane up.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's so disgusting. I'm just like so grossed out.
Ready to take on the night when you got maggots on your plane tits.
You're ready to take on the night. I put on lip gloss. I'm gonna eat some red sauce. Then I'm ready to take on the night.
All right, is that it? That's all the snooze?
Those
are good snoozes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm improving.
I liked those snoozes.
Yeah, let's do a little trivia.
Wasn't so snoozy, was it?
No, it wasn't. They were all very current and active. And the maggots is just, I really want to know more about how long the fish was there. I don't know why that's really bothering me. I gotta know more. All right. Celebrity trivia?
Celebrity trivia.
All right. What is the more famous name that Robin Fenty goes by? Rick Ross, Rihanna, Robin Givens?
Rick Ross.
Rihanna. Wait. Her real name's Robin Fenty.
Wow, I wouldn't. If I had heard Fenty, then I would have thought, "Oh, it's Rihanna."
Cool.
because
did you get high all of a sudden?
No, Fenty is the name of her beauty brand, and that's so ironic because I just used a Fenty Beauty lip gloss.
Look at that!
You mean
maybe
Rick
we'll
Ross?
Get
pink and sparkly.
That just shows how out of it you were.
Yeah, I'm not really here today. Which actor played James Bond the most times? A, Daniel Craig. B, Sean Connery. C, Roger Moore.
Sean Connery.
No, it's Roger Moore. He played James Bond 7 times.
Damn. I've never seen one with him.
Okay, what's next?
All right, how old was Lady Gaga when she released her debut single, Just Dance, in 2008? Was she 21, 22, or 23?
21.
22.
Which celebrity was the former mayor of Carmel, California? Clint Eastwood, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Ronald Reagan?
Ronald Reagan.
Clint Eastwood.
Damn. I'm so dumb. How many children does Nick Cannon have? 14?
19.
14, 12, or 9?
9.
12.
19 is the Duggars.
Oh, I mixed up my people. Who's the oldest Kardashian sister? Kourtney Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, or Khloe Kardashian?
Kourtney.
Yeah. That's an easy one.
Who is Oprah Winfrey's best friend? Michelle Obama, Gayle King, Shonda Rhimes.
I don't know.
Gayle King.
Okay, I was going to guess that. You got to let me guess.
Oh. Well, you were the one rushing me.
What show had a huge scandal in 2023 that was dubbed Scandoval? Bonus points if you can name who was involved. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
And it was Tom Scandoval.
And who else?
The woman he cheated on her with.
Raquel Levis and Ariana Madix.
Damn. What movie won the first ever Oscar for Best Animation Film? Monster, Inc., Lady and the Tramp, Shrek.
Monster, Inc.
Shrek.
Carrie Fisher.
I'm going to bring back zoo trivia next week.
Dude, I don't know anything about celebrity culture. The last I used to keep up with celebrity culture was when I would read Us Weeklies growing up.
Yeah, it was nice when it was tangible.
Yeah, it's too much to keep up with now, except for I keep up with Taylor and Travis. That's about it. Carrie Fisher's unique urn was in the shape of which medication? Prozac, Xanax, or Lexapro? Wait, there's no answer.
Oh, I know the answer. I'll tell you. Sorry.
Okay. Prozac.
Yeah, it is Prozac.
Yeah. A sleigh.
It's a She's fun older. Shape yeah. What is the name of Drake's son? Alonzo, Anubis, or Adonis?
Adonis.
Yeah.
Did you know that? That way I know too a lot quick. About Drake.
I don't like that. I don't like that. That was not good.
Which celebrities acted in porn before catching their big break? Gwyneth Paltrow and Lil Nas, Chevy Chase and Ronnie Coleman, or Jackie Chan and Sylvester Stallone?
Acted in what?
Porn. Before their big break.
Jackie Chan.
And Sylvester Stallone. You got it?
They were in porn?
Together?
No, not together.
Oh, okay,
oh
okay.
Shit.
Sorry, I was just...
No,
just
no, you're good. I was like...
Two people.
Wow.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, celebrity trivia, just like... Celebrity in general is just like... No one gives a fuck anymore about celebs, I feel like.
There's
I feel
a
like
different
less
type
and
of
less.
Celebrity for everybody now.
Yeah.
I know, but there's no... That's the problem.
Yeah, because it used to just be movie stars.
Yeah, like A-listers. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
They're here. They're not even part of us. Now it's like... I feel like every celebrity, I'm like, I'm better than that. But like, I don't feel like they're that talented, you know?
Do you have a celebrity that you admire or look up to?
Acting wise?
Just in general.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like there's certain people that are just... But over time, they keep getting worse and worse because you just see more and more of them.
Well, not but worse like, and worse, maybe just less...
Exclusive. Like, I don't know. There's something to it. Like Daniel Day-Lewis... Any person that I think would never make an Instagram reel, I think is, can still be a celebrity. Like, whenever I see, like, a celeb that I really respected, like, being desperate, it really breaks my heart.
Yeah.
You know? That means they're out of money. That's what it means.
It makes me think of that one guy.
Which one?
Jason Nash.
Oh, God. And the fact that you... You compare Daniel Day-Lewis to Jason.
No, but I just mean in terms of begging for money on reels and like lives.
Go to Barney's Beanery, you'll be in one of them.
And honestly, on YouTube, that dude is probably more famous than Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah, this Jason Nash guy.
But the most interesting thing about him is his hot fiance or wife. Like there's nothing interesting about him anymore.
Well,
and the fact that he dated Trisha Paytas. That's the first time I heard about Jason Nash and ever heard about him was when he was dating Trisha Paytas.
You're here.
And now he's just like on my TikTok way too much.
Dude.
So I block those people.
Well, he got a celebrity because of David Dobrik, who isn't even on YouTube anymore. He just makes a bunch of money off Snapchat.
No, and he opened his own business on Sunset.
Yeah, pizza
opened,
store.
And it's good. It's good pizza. I don't know if you have had it. Have you had it?
I haven't had it yet.
Oh, it's actually really good. And he opened up a little window on 3rd Street. I saw it the other night when I went to go get a cupcake. And I was like, wait, should I also get a slice of pizza?
I used to, like, love David Dobrik's vlogs when I was younger.
Yeah.
And, like, then obviously just like grew up and yeah. didn't watch YouTube.
Yeah.
But now that like I'm here, like if I were to see him, like I would never run up to his car and be like, oh my God, David.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's just like these it's are weird. Just people. Like yeah. I'm in the bathroom line next to you. Don't talk to me. Yeah. I have to pee.
He was at the end of our street in a car once, and we were walking by, and there were people that were like, David, can we get a picture?
Yeah.
Like, no, dude, I'm trying to pick up my like French toast.
And then he completely, like, Jason, like, he completely just stopped doing stuff with him.
Yeah.
And now Jason Nash is on TikTok doing, I don't even know what it's called. It's when they do the... They'll act out like whatever people say for them to do.
It's so
it is so.
But he gets so much money for it. He's just like,
I know, but dude, how can you look at yourself in the mirror? And maybe he's able to like fucking just separate it and be like, this is one thing.
I would get the ick if I was with him.
Yes, dude.
Because the ick I would have, I literally was like, him and that girl aren't going to get married because she's going to be like,
imagine that's who you like for the rest of your life. He's like, oh, I'm clocking in, and you just look over and you just see a fucking 50-year-old man just doing things what 10-year-olds are telling him to do, like dude, bark like a dog.
What it is.
Hop on one leg. Yeah, that's what it is. It's like this fucking weird thing where people ask.
And why is he always in a Hawaiian shirt, too? That's what I want to know.
I don't know why you know all this.
Because he's, I'm telling you, he's all over my, before I blocked him, he was all over my TikTok.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it just, you know, that's how hard it is to make money in stand-up, where you'll completely sell out doing something else.
I've never seen his stand-up.
No one has.
Yeah. Okay.
He started as an actor, I'm pretty sure. Like, really? He was on an episode of Drake and Josh. Like little things. And I guess it wasn't working out. And I think he turned to comedy then, or he turned to David Dobrik.
He turned
then to
Trisha Paytas.
Yeah.
That's what he did. Trisha Paytas put him on the map.
Those were great years.
Yeah. Dude, oh my God. And then when him, I can't remember if it was before Jason or after. But Trisha had this era where she was like dancing a lot with this guy. She just got like super into dancing and she looked so good. I think it was after Jason because it was like her revenge. Like, yeah, like look at me. And that was like one of my favorite Trisha eras.
Trisha has eras?
Dude, Trisha has an era.
What
every
is
other
happening
month.
Here? I don't, I'm too old. I think I'm too old.
Let's name a celebrity Andrew's age. Let's get out of the YouTube.
Okay, so celebrity Andrew's age?
Or someone Andrew likes. Who does Andrew look up to?
Who do you look up to?
I don't know. I thought you were going to guess.
Oh, I have to guess? What? I'm confused.
I don't know. Someone like, okay, to me a celebrity is Leonardo DiCaprio. Julia Roberts.
You look up to him?
Yeah, but who do you like?
No, I like okay. them. And I'm saying that they're a celebrity to me. Like a YouTube, someone that's big on YouTube, I would never give them, unless they're extremely good at their art or whatever they do, I can't make them, just because they're in your face, they're not a celebrity.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's what it is nowadays. It's like whoever's in your face the most, they trick you into thinking like, well, I see them all the time. Obviously, they're a celebrity. And then you look and you go, well, what the fuck have you done?
Yeah, because, you know, here's the thing. A lot of them, at least in the world we're in, I've met some of them, and I'm like, there's literally nothing special about you.
Yeah.
They're just putting on a show. They're really dull people, or I'm just like, you kind of suck. I don't really like you. It's all a show. But whatever. Whatever you got to do. I really like Jennifer Aniston.
There you go. Now we're talking about what
I really look up to her.
Yeah.
I feel like she's always been really classy, too. You know,
mm-hmm.
She's always been classy and like is actually talented.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not easy. There's such in order to become a celebrity, it's literally 0.0001%. Like you're not going to be in a movie. Like, so you have to whore yourself out. You have to like if you don't, then you just then it's either that or go work at a desk 9 to 5,
mm-hmm.
you know, pick your poison. But. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like celebrity nowadays, it's not even a thing anymore. It's just so spread out. There's just so much supply that no one should care. It's weird. It's weird when people care because you're big on TikTok. You know what I mean? Like Addison Rae has 88 million followers on TikTok. And then, like, my favorite, like, band maybe growing up has, like, 20,000. And people think, but, you know, they could still sell out concerts and stuff. But then people go, well, Addison Rae is way more of a star. And it's like,
because they just want to look at her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. That's it. It's so fucking weird. It's weird.
Maybe people like it because it seems more obtainable.
Yeah. No, they do. They want to be able to go, well, I could do that. Like, I could do that too. Mm-hmm. That's the culture we live with stand-up too. You see stand-up clips. The ones that do best are like the most hacky, like, oh, I think that's so true. Instead of like, that's so funny or right. unique or organic. It's like, dude, that's true.
Yeah. That is true.
Andrew. Yeah, that is true. Speaking of that, that's so true. All right, we got a voicemail.
Yeah. Let's check them out. Here's one.
I was like maybe 9 years old, obsessed with the Jonas Brothers, would live and die for them. I went to a concert and Alec Baldwin, his brother, much Haley less Baldwin. Famous, was there, but everyone was like taking pictures of him and we had no idea, realized who he was. And my mom starts making conversation with him. You know, my daughter's obsessed with the Jonas Brothers. Like, he had his kids there, brought his daughters, blah, blah, blah. He made me feel so special. He gave me his backstage pass. And as a 9-year-old obsessed with the Jonas Brothers, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to meet the Jonas Brothers. Literally, I was dying. I couldn't wait until the concert was over because I was like, I'm going to go backstage after it's over. Well, little did I fucking know that he was just being nice and I guess was giving me a super cool like souvenir, even though it was fucking bullshit because I did not get to meet the Jonas Brothers and I cried the entire fucking way home. So what annoys me is that celebrities just think they are the best, even though he was like barely famous. So yeah, thanks Stephen Baldwin. I didn't meet the Jonas Brothers.
That's Justin Bieber's wife's dad.
Babe, I know.
Oh.
Thanks.
So he gave her something to get backstage. She thought it was for something.
But it was fake.
Yeah.
Prick.
Oh, what man. What a prick. Him and Jason Kelsey would get along. Just fucking ruining eighth graders' lives. I mean, have you ever been backstage at a concert?
No.
I got backstage one time. I was on mushrooms. And we walked through the elevator shaft to get backstage. There was this band called Darkness, I think. They sang that song, I Believe in a Thing Called Love. Ding, ding, ding. Remember that song?
No.
We go through an elevator shaft. We get backstage. And my friends get kicked out right away. And I'm all on mushrooms. And I'm just back there.
Were you like microdosed or were you like really messed up?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I was macro dosing. At that point, I don't even know if there was microdosing anymore at that point. And they got kicked out. And I was like, when you're backstage and when you're with friends, it's cool. But when you're alone and you don't know anyone and no one knows who you are, you're just
so awkward.
It was the most awkward. And I go, I see my friends and they're by this huge bouncer, like huge. And I was like, if I'm confident enough, I could get them back in if I could pretend to be part of the band, you know. Yeah. And I walk up and I go, hey, those are my friends, let them in. And the guy looks and he looks at me, he goes, who the fuck are you? I go, I'm leaving. And I just jumped off and I left with my friends. It was that quick. I was just like, dude,
respect for knowing your place
though. Oh, for sure.
Yeah that's one thing about you, you've always known your place. No, I really like that about you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You know exactly where you stand.
You know your place. But one of my favorite things about Andrew, which this is cool because I haven't met a lot of people like this. You're not scared to ask for like what you need or like say what you mean.
Mm.
And you do it in a nice way. Like, in a way that nobody's going to be like, that guy's a dick, you know? It's one of my favorite things about you. Yeah.
That I ask for what I want? I feel like...
Yeah, but like... Sometimes you're so reasonable, too. I don't know.
I think I'm too reasonable at times. Yeah, I think you get freaking taken advantage of when you're too reasonable. Like, yeah, okay.
No, I think... I like to think of it as that you give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be like, isn't this annoying? And Andrew just is like plays devil's advocate, which is a great thing. But you're just too neutral for me. I'm like, no, you're on my side.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah, you'll come in hot about something.
Oh my God, yeah, I'm so emotional. And I'm like,
this is so over the top, and I don't think it's a big deal at all. But if I don't go, yeah, fuck that bitch, I'm like... Apparently now that bitch is best friend. Like somehow I'm the asshole. What?
You're supposed to be mine.
But I'm just like, just be grateful. Grateful. Fuck grateful. Fuck that bitch. And I'm just like,
I'm never saying fuck that bitch. You make me sound wild. Like I'm never like, fuck that bitch. Dude, the other day, Andrew and I were playing this game and it was like, you know, deep questions to ask your partner. And I asked him, what was one of the first impressions you had of me and how has it changed? And Andrew goes, honestly? And he just goes, I thought you were going to be way more ghetto than you actually are. I was like, what kind of fucking answer is that?
Like, yeah, I thought you were going to be a little hood rat.
Yeah. And he goes, turns out you were just like, you know, you were... So
well, you were talking a little Caucasian, like, cool. Like you were like,
no, I wasn't.
You're like, yo, motherfucker, yo, pass me that hummus, bitch.
Have you ever dated somebody not white before me? Like, what do you mean?
No, you just had like, first of all, you did say, I believe on the first date that you were Puerto Rican. And I thought, like, you must have come from a Puerto Rican family.
What does that have to... But you can't say that's hood.
Not hood. I don't know if I said hood.
Ghetto. This is like internalized racism.
No, it's not.
It's not your fault, but it is internalized racism.
No, that's fucked up to say that I'm racist. First of all, I am.
It's okay. You can be because you're not Jewish.
A racial Dolezal. No, I'm not. I didn't... You're putting words in my mouth and making me seem like... I'm like, oh, I thought... Granted, I did just say motherfucker.
Yeah,
my
point was
that was a joke. I thought you would come more from a Spanish background. I didn't mean ghetto or.
But you did say hood.
Huh?
But I know you didn't mean it.
Of course, I didn't mean it like hood.
Maybe you meant like I'd be more like flavorful.
Yes. I thought like, you'd have more flavor.
Like people are like, oh, I'm dating like a Latina and she fucking whips my ass every day and makes me eat hot Cheetos and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, which you do. You do all of these things. So maybe I was wrong.
Because that's in my blood.
That's what I'm saying.
I love hot Cheetos.
But then I found out you're raised by like the whitest Michigan family on earth. And it was in the middle of a small town.
Yeah,
in the
I grew up surrounded by taxidermy animals. It was terrible.
So I don't think I was way off.
No, but it was just a funny thing to say. You know, they're intended to be romantic, and Andrew's just, that's what he says to me.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it racist. If that's how you took it, that's it's your fault.
Okay. All right. Put it on me.
Your fault, yo. What else? There's not another voicemail? That was it?
Let's check out the second one. I haven't listened to it.
Wow, you handled that so well. I feel like you've had like PR training.
What, you calling me raises?
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right. So I'm from Wisconsin and I went to a state school. So when I was a freshman in college, they had freshman week, where they like had all these events to get freshmen to do things. And one of them at the end of the week was like this concert. And then you're able to wait in line for free and have like a meet and greet with the head singer. I know nothing and I'm really excited to be in college. And I get this picture with Teddy Geiger. Look him up. He is not famous at all. I totally think that he is famous. And I post him all over Instagram. Like, look how cool I am. I'm in college. I just met this new awesome artist. And I come to realize that, like, he's not famous at all. Like, years later, when people start blowing up my Instagram and, like, looking back and commenting on old photos and, like, making fun of me. So here I am thinking that the celebrity is really cool and famous, and he's not. Teddy Geiger, look him up. It was really embarrassing. Okay, thanks. Bye.
That's funny.
Teddy Geiger?
Teddy Geiger.
Teddy Geiger. What does he do? Let's see.
I guess he's a singer.
Teddy Geiger.
Oh,
American singer, songwriter, and record producer. Wait, but Teddy Geiger is transgender?
I think Teddy might be transgender now.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that threw
my vision. Yeah, 2017.
Honestly, good looking as a man and a woman.
Yeah.
It's so funny that they're like, yeah, he's actually not famous. And it happens to be transgender too, which is like, I wonder if that's like, well, why people were commenting. He's not famous. People love that as like a...
Yeah, if you Google somebody and the whole image, all the images are just of them, like, that's a... You're famous.
Well, people love going, I've never heard of him. Or I've never heard of her. Like, it's an instant, like, dig. Like, you'll see, like, someone, like, do an interview or whatever, and it's like, I've never even heard of that other person. It's like, and that's the, like, barometer of whether or not they're worthy of you. Like, right. When people go, I've never even heard of them. No offense toward this person. But it's also very, very funny to think that someone's very famous and you're showing all your friends and no one knows who the fuck they are. But that being said, yeah, it's just one of those things where you get written off if you've never been heard of. But yeah, dude, that's crazy. Like, have you ever met a celeb, like, when you were younger?
Yeah, my...
Yeah, the chef. Oh, God.
I love how you knew what I was going to say. No.
Did you ever go to a concert? What was your first concert?
G-Eazy.
Oh, Jesus. I feel like, apparently he's fucked everyone in town.
Dude, he touched my hand because it was general admission.
And you got chlamydia now.
Yeah, I was 18. It was back when his tickets were like $12. And it was when he was first coming out with music. And I went with some friends, general admission, and we pushed our way to the front. Oh, and God. I had to beg my mom to go. There was something about concerts that she just never wanted me to go.
Yeah, the devil was there.
Yeah.
Named G-Eazy.
But it's just funny because to be like, I knew G-Eazy before he was cool. Like, I used to still be really into his music, and I was like, I liked G-Eazy's music before, you know, it was really popular.
Yeah, people say that about like
his cool bands. His early stuff is good though. Oh, I really like
the early stuff. Yes, the early. Yeah, no, I'm sure he's talented.
Yeah, but G-Eazy was my first concert. Actually, I have a memory box, and I think I still have like a balloon from that concert that says like G-Eazy on it, because they were just like tossing out balloons. Where was the concert?
In Grand Rapids or something?
Yeah, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And you got to the front and he touched your hand?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 18.
Were you though?
That's what I told him.
Yeah. Was it flirty?
No, I mean, it was just like he was playing on stage. It wasn't anything weird, I don't think.
You didn't get invited backstage or anything?
No.
Are you lying?
Dude, I looked. No, I felt like.
It's one of those things where you met him in the parking lot.
Have you ever had parking lot sex?
By myself. I really, when I bought those new golf clubs, I just couldn't resist.
Oh my God, so funny.
I don't know, I think we fooled around in the car before, a little bit at least. I don't, have we fucked in the car?
No, but I've given you a road head.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
But like, it's so hard to complete road head.
Yeah.
Mostly because you get nervous. I'm like, who cares? It's just a blowjob.
Yeah, but you blew me like, it's one thing on a dirt road, like an old country road, roadhead. It's different when
we're like on the highway with trucks, like looking down into our
Corolla. I'm in a Corolla where the windows are not tinted.
Here's the problem. You respect me too much.
I really do. I'm an asshole.
Yeah, I'm so sick of it.
All right, I'll start disrespecting you.
Thank you.
We got a skincare tip.
Oh, yeah. If you have a lot of, like, texture, if you deal with texture, you can get this. Well, you can do benzoyl peroxide wash. It helps a lot with texture. But there was something else I was going to say. I can't remember.
That's enough. So if you have bad...
Don't use it like every day as a face wash. Anything outside of a hydrating face wash, you should use it as like a treatment.
So like how many times
a week? 2 to 3 times a week. And it can really help. Okay, you could use benzoyl peroxide or you can use an oxygenating treatment. So like they have oxygenating cleansers and then also oxygenating like face masks. I know the brand Glymed has an oxygenating mask and you put it on your skin and it bubbles up. And what it means is it just like opens the pore and exposes it to oxygen, and bacteria can't live where there's oxygen. So it helps a lot with like if you're texture prone or like acne prone.
Gotcha. And exciting news. We will be on Patreon, a bonus episode, 4 bonus episodes a week. Or a month, excuse me.
I was going to say.
Hang on a minute.
For a week.
We're ready. He's ready to take on the week.
Once a week.
Once a week, we're going to do an extra bonus episode on Patreon.com. I think it'll be at the Puddles Podcast Patreon. And yeah, we're excited. We realized for this podcast to be sustainable, we can't just do it off advertising. We need your help. We love our fans. We love the puddle heads, the moisters.
The soakers.
The soakers. The
soakers. Yeah.
The wetties. We would love for you to support the show. And the best way you can support it is by subscribing for $5 a month on Patreon, which is the cost of a hamburger.
Yeah, or Starbucks drink, which we're, you know, nobody's drinking anymore.
Why?
Never mind. You guys are.
Is it bad?
Brenda was just hinting at racism somewhat.
Anyways, guys, please go support us.
Yeah, it's patreon.com. We'll be on there. I think. That was terrible.
Puddles, everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.